Hello, everybody. It's me again. It's a little after 9 p.m., but technically it's 9:05 p.m. Ooh. It's been a long day. I'm probably gonna go to bed fairly soon. I know I'm such a party animal, going to bed at like 9 o'clock. Long day at work. Long, long calls. Love my job, though. I do. It's a really cool job, and I love working there. And then afterwards, I went to visit some friends and looked at their children, who were adorable, and all like 5 years and under. And there were four of them, so it was quite interesting. I got to cuddle some babies and take some pictures, so that was adorable. I don't have any children. Of course not. Not that I don't like kids. They're adorable. Just don't have any of my own. Came home to be greeted by the cat, who is apparently very bored, getting up to mischief, as he usually does. My cat's quite interesting. When you come in the door, he flops down right in front of your feet, so that you can't move. If you actually do move, you will step on him. He does not mind if you step on him. He seems to like that. He's a strange, strange cat. As I said last night, we discovered that he actually goes pee in the toilet. You're just using the sink, and then you look over and you hear a tinkling noise, and yes, that's the cat sitting on the edge of the toilet seat, peeing in the toilet. Interesting cat. His name is Alex. I wasn't actually in the market for a cat when he arrived, but last September he was in the parking lot outside of our townhouse, and he just sort of walked right in, yeah, and didn't leave. I put him back outside, and he kept staying in front of the door and crying and till I let him in again. He's a nice cat, a weird cat, apparently a smart cat, and I have no problem with him using the toilet. More power to him. The less the amount of kitty litter I have to change, I'm happy. So, more power to him. Use the toilet. Good boy. If we can teach him to flush, oh, we're gold. So what else? Yes. When I say we, as to the townhouse, you might be wondering. Yes, I live in a townhouse with my brother, who I lovingly refer to as the Angry Sasquatch. If anyone reads my Twitters occasionally, you'll find that at 2 or 3 in the morning, I'll post that the Angry Sasquatch has awakened. He tends to get up in the middle of the night and makes so much noise. You can usually hear like thump thump, crash bang, ow, and then maybe some grunting, burping, whatever. That's pretty much how he is. He's my brother and I love him, but he sounds like an angry Sasquatch in the middle of the night. Let's see. This one's gonna be a bit of a long one, isn't it? I just thought, maybe you'd want to get to know me a little more than hi, everybody, which is what my previous posts were. And on Twitter, I just reached my 3,000th post, which was really cool. Of course, I chose my 3,000th post to be a shout out to all the girls in the UK, all my friends there, and of course, all the pretty Scottish boys. I do have an affection for Scottish boys. I have a rule. Always accept a drink from a drunk Scottish man. So, it's a long-standing rule. which is another story that we can talk about at a different time, but it involves Stratford-upon-Avon and the Dirty Duck, pub and, an intoxicated Scottish man. But anyway. So I guess that's about it. So I don't know if I'll put any more booze.